I love to share something important with all the women tuning in. As many of us encounter fluctuations in our hormones at some point, you know, whether it's related to cortisol or estrogen or whatever it is, the effects can manifest in various ways like sleep disruptances or changes in our appetite or bloating or discomfort. We've all been there. We all have periods of this indeed. And some of the listeners might be navigating through menopause or perimenopause or have a woman in their life that they know might be dealing with this right now. And so regardless of age or your situation, Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is committed to simplifying women's lives. They prioritize using scientifically backed ingredients that are proven to be effective for women without compromising their quality. Hormone Harmony isn't just tailored for menopause. Any woman experiencing changes in her hormonal levels can benefit from it. However, it's particularly effective for alleviating the challenging symptoms associated with menopause, such as hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and mood swings, disrupted sleep and persistent fatigue, occasional bloating and discomfort, loss of intimacy drive. Hormone Harmony addresses these issues comprehensively, and so one of its most significant advantages would be to help women feel themselves again, which is a sentiment that is echoed in the multitude of reviews, over 17,000 to be exact. And so, for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com for 15% off your entire order when you use the code MAGIC at checkout. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions mascara by Thrive Cosmetics or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products. So that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. CAUSE Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Hello, Soul Tribe. So, this was intended to be a mini-sode. I was hoping it would just be 15 to 20 minutes, but it's slightly longer. But the beautiful thing is that there are no guidelines. So, from now on, though, I have set the intention to do other mini-sodes with words that I write, and perhaps mini-sodes that are much shorter than this with some of my writings, and sometimes elaborations. But I also want to say happy birthday to my mom who just turned 60 years young today. I love you.
Thank you for listening to every episode, Mom. This episode is dedicated to you. Also, a short message from a sponsor with an offer that includes the word FREE to all of my curious friends interested in personal development and self-expansion, or just would like to dip your toe into creating one or more things for yourself to enhance your life. Well, Skillshare has an even better offer for you than before. They are now offering the Soul Tribe 2 months for free when you go to skillshare.com/your own magic. They have over 25,000 online courses, from creative courses like writing or poetry, or even photography and drawing and video editing and culinary, and even practical tips for businesses, for your social media marketing or your management, and so much more. Oh, and also they have tech classes, lifestyle classes, and health and wellness classes, and language classes. Just an abundance of courses for free for you for an entire 2 months. So begin developing your self-enhancement when you go to skillshare.com/your own magic. That's skillshare.com/your own magic. And now, on with the show. Let's take one deep breath just to ground us, bring us to this present moment. Take a deep breath in, and exhale, release. Thank you for listening to this and being here. I may sound a little congested. I am adapting to the cold weather, and so my nose was in the mood to be a little stuffy, because it was like, why did you take me out of the warm weather? But it's okay. I felt this spark of inspiration to record this. I've been wanting to. It's been in the back of my mind for a while to do these little mini episodes. And right now I am here. I am present. I am in spirit. I've written some words to remind myself of this truth that sometimes I can easily get in my head about and be frustrated over or sad over. Though it's not explicit as to what it is, it's just the core emotions of what my heart is feeling and what my soul needed to hear. So here are the words. Stillness. Let go. Listen. Receive and be. Stillness, let go. Listen, receive and be. By doing these simple things, you are giving yourself permission to love what is, to love where it is, to love the world and love yourself for a moment, and to allow for new beginnings as change and evolution is only promised, is only guaranteed. But to sit in the space where you recognize you're in pain, you're hurt, you're heartbroken, you're feeling a little less than, you're feeling a little more challenged. It is in this sea of stillness that you not only show up for the grace of the universe to have a moment of peace within all the chaos, but to show up for yourself, for your heart, as it mends, and let go. Please, please honor these moments of stillness, to give recognition to whatever it is that you are going through, because in sitting with it, you are releasing this energy now, instead of in another way and in another form. If it's true that all energy cannot be created or destroyed, that means whatever negative thoughts or negative stories or difficult past events or thought-created future events spin in your mind in times of trouble, our mind tends to spin to something that may sabotage our power for a moment. And sometimes we may act on this sabotage because it's an energy that had been exchanged that is sitting inside of us. And if we don't release it in the stillness, in bringing our awareness to it, then this energy will find another way to lash out. Sometimes through anger, sometimes through tears, sometimes through judgment of others or of yourself, sometimes walking through the pantry, sometimes finding an instant release in a hit, a sip, a bite, or a knife. So, in the stillness, we recognize this energy. Give love and compassion for having this experience with this energy, as this is part of our humanly contract. And then, when we're ready, we let go. Before we let go of ourselves, and when our minds are free, when our pain is floating away, transcending into something of beauty, we become a little more beautiful within. And so, we shall listen. Stillness. Let go. Listen. Receive. And be. Stillness. Let go. Listen. Receive. And be. It's amazing that we don't know that we know. You know? And that knowing comes through from the stillness, from the release, from the listening. Perhaps it's a little whisper, a little nudge that reminds us of our sparkle, that gifts us with an idea, an inspired idea from our soul, reminding us to now act from a place of love and guiding us to now influence from a place of wisdom, and painting a picture of what a future may bring, what magic the future may lead, when we listen and when we receive. So, our hearts open a little wider as the corners of our lips lift a little slighter, allowing these messages to come through to us. Perhaps we see a vivid image, standing and laughing with those we love, standing in the shoes of which we've dreamed of. We receive these messages from the grace of the universe, coloring a brighter future, shifting that once gray color into more of a rainbow, because we turned to grace when we were drowning in the rain. Stillness. Let go, listen, receive, and be. And now that we've received clarity, remembered our light, and released whatever had once been and rested our cloudy mind for a moment, just a moment, we tapped into the depths of our inner knowing, our inner wisdom, our soul, to let it be, to let ourselves be, and to simply just be. Stillness, let go, listen, receive, and be, and be. Hello, Soul Tribe! So I wrote this moments ago knowing that I had planned for a surprise mini-sode this Thursday for you. And I'm a little congested, but that's okay because I really don't care to post perfection. I just want to create. It's just the process of creation. And it's beautiful. We're all in different seasons. And so, yeah, I'm a little congested right now. It's okay. But what's amazing, I realize, is that I have this rhythm with the podcast now. You know, no matter where I'm planted on Mama Earth, I could be in London, Hawaii, Spain, wherever. And I feel so called to continue to expand it as I have this rhythm and momentum. But expand it in a way where I'm just delivering more messages from my heart, and more of my writings. Don't get me wrong, interviewing others and hearing the wisdom from their experiences and their soul is what brings me the most joy in the world. You know, I love connection, and I love hearing how others create something of greatness to share with the world so I can learn how to, you know, reflect their greatness, mirror their greatness for myself, but also so we can learn how to for ourselves and for others. And just, there are so many benefits from whatever it is they have to share. But I realize I write a lot, and we all have a story. We all do. We all have an engaging story. We all have many stories, in fact, many different stories to share that will make, hopefully, at least one person, one human, feel less alone in an area. Like, just think about that. One life, just like you, you can impact, just with your one story, one person's life. One person's life. That is huge. I know that just one small nugget of wisdom from anyone on this podcast can do that with one person. Even the 1.5 hour to 2 hour episodes, they might really just resonate with that one message or how that person made them feel. And that can change a person's life in every way. And we all have these stories to share, so we should. I'm excited to share more of my stories here, more of my writings here, of my heart's interpretation through my writing. And so I can understand it and better understand it. I hope that maybe just one thing might resonate with you in some way. So I'm feeling really called to, you know, do more of these little mini-sodes from the soul. But this idea didn't even come to mind. I knew I was going to do a mini-sode, like I said. Like, I knew I was going to record something today to post for Thursday, which you're listening to this. And I couldn't think of anything that I wanted. I was like, everything's been talked about and I just don't know what to talk about. So in full transparency, I was driving to this place with the intention of recording this with no idea what I was going to record. So I was seeking externally for inspiration. You know, I was listening to Brené Brown, to Oprah, to Eckhart. And though, of course, their messages were powerful, it's not something I felt like speaking about. And then I was driving, and I think one of them, maybe it was Brené, said something that reminded me of Brie, my dear friend and co-retreat leader. Moments later, after I just thought of her, I got a little love tap from Brie. Love taps, by the way, are what I call text messages. And that synchronicity, that little love tap, made me think, huh, perhaps Brie holds this message I'm supposed to deliver. Of course. More external inspiration, right? Seeking it. I don't know why. So I voice memoed her and she voice memoed back. I'm a voice memoer, by the way. I pretty much do that with everyone. So anyways, she simply said something along the lines of, why don't you just share the core of whatever you're going through, which is likely going to resonate with others as everyone else is kind of going through the same thing just in their own way, but just the core of it. Oh, truth. The geese bumps. We're high. Yeah. Duh. Raquel. Well, why are you seeking anything external? You usually just do it from the heart. Just do it from the heart. So here I am. Here I am. All I needed to do was go within. So when I got to this space to record, I sat down. I intended on meditating for at least 15 minutes. And I think it was about only 15 seconds or so when those words were poking at me to get out on paper. So I just wrote what I recited to you 5 minutes ago. And then my second glance of it was honestly speaking to you. I can't believe it. I did it for a month. I gave up coffee for good for a month because, you know, I did drink coffee every single morning, sometimes throughout the day for over a decade. So I had to give it up for a minute, but thank goddess for Four Sigmatic because I could just use their mushroom elixirs and still get that great pleasure, humanly pleasure that coffee gifts us with the energy as well. But Four Sigmatic, their coffees, their matchas, their mochas, they're hot cacaos. They are some of humans' greatest pleasures. Well, mine at least, because every morning I rise, I'm really looking forward to this hot cup of Four Sigmatic. Lately, actually, the past few weeks, it's been the mocha mixes, which are just so delicious and have the superhuman superhero chaga mushrooms inside, providing us more benefits, more energy, and with just half the caffeine. And I drink that on my drive to my hot yoga. And then sometimes on top of it, I like to sprinkle a little cordyceps elixir for, you know, another pre-workout energy boost. And recently I just ran out of their adaptogen coffee mix with tulsi and ashwagandha and cinnamon, which is another favorite. Oh, it's so good. So I'm actually going to have to go on their site and order more because, yeah, you get a couple boxes when they sponsor you, but I need more than just a couple boxes. So I got to go order more at foursigmatic.com/soultribe. For 15% off using the discount code SOULTRIBE. My favorite of the actual mushrooms, though, is lion's mane. Because, you know, the mushroom drink that Buddhist monks would drink to enhance their focus. So again, Four Sigmatic is continuing to gift the tribe 15% off. Just go to the link in the show notes or go to foursigmatic.com/soultribe. One word, no spaces. That's foursigmatic.com/soultribe and enter the discount code SOULTRIBE, one word, no spaces for 15% off your magical coffee and mushroom elixir order. Soul good. My lens of perception when I read and recite and hear it is completely different than your interpretation. And that's what I love about writing from the heart, is that we're all going through the same core emotions, yet just completely different experiences and have completely different interpretations. Stillness kept coming up during that writing. And I know for someone who is pro stillness, for whatever reason, for whatever energetic reason, I have been resisting it. So no wonder that came through when I wrote it down. That's key right now. Because I've been moving, literally moving to a different state and just seeing all these people and trying to navigate my new life here. And so when I came in writing, my soul was like, stillness, stillness. You need to just calm and be still for a bit. Because I noticed that when I don't have those moments of stillness to slow my mind, the noise inside my mind only speeds up. I swear, your thoughts, your stories, your own narratives of things in life never ever slow down unless you make it slow down. And then from that slow point in stillness, it has to slowly build to race again. And so it's nice to just reset it every single day. Every single day. Otherwise, it just keeps going and going and going faster and faster and faster till we purposely give it permission to slow. Aside from sleep. Man, if humans didn't have sleep, we would just be nut jobs all over the place. Because I noticed for me personally, the negative thoughts really release when I allow myself to sit with it. Otherwise, I will be spending that energy in another way, some sort of sabotage. I'm not really an angry person, by the way, so it rarely releases in inflicting the pain onto someone else. So instead, you know, it manifests in another form, such as negative self-talk, or isolating myself, or getting into the sad state. Also, opening up the fridge or pantry for comfort. And I'll do that with complete unawareness as to why. As my mind is creating this excuse that I'm hungry, let's fill this hunger pain. But really deep down, I may be feeling just severely lonely in the moment, or I'm deeply missing this person in this moment, but I feel powerless to say anything about it, or I'm annoyed over some physical issues that have been making me feel sick. Whatever the case may be. It's just the ego, when really my soul, who I can hear more clearly in the stillness, reminds me all is well. All is well. Always, no matter what picture the mind is painting, my reality to be in this moment, no matter what lie I am telling myself, no matter what story I'm telling or I'm regretting as I play back past situations, thinking, if I only did this differently, no matter what the disheartening scenario may be, all is well, always. And without the stillness, with the intention of releasing this specific pain, the story that had been created may just stay inside and simmer inside until it reaches its boiling point. Because it cannot be destroyed, it will just manifest into creating even more pain and heartache for ourselves and for others. And sometimes we may create these future stories that are not true, or we may think of ourselves in a certain way that are not true, and it may actually just manifest into our reality because we believe this lie long enough and strong enough. For example, I've had, even throughout my travels of studying meditation and since I started my health journey 4 years ago or 5 years ago or so, when I started losing weight from being overweight, I developed body dysmorphia. And there was a point where I did feel really good in my body. And then in the past recent years, it got louder and I would look in the mirror and I would think I was big. That's what I would see almost in the mirror, and that's how I would feel, though I was tiny. And I believed it, this lie, long enough and strong enough that it's just one of those things that we really, really need to listen to others and do our own reality checks. Real reality checks. Remind our souls that it doesn't matter. We're worth it right now. Otherwise, we will drive ourselves crazy and believe the lies that manifest. And then we live with this regret because it can affect relationships. It can affect your confidence. It can affect your love for yourself. And no matter how much we practice, no matter how many people tell you you're beautiful, the ego can find its tricky, deceitful ways to get around that. And that's when stillness really comes in, so we can listen to our soul. And in those moments, that's when I feel like me. Like me. Not the shell, not this human Raquel, but me. So the way it is right now is simply just part of this experience. You know, perhaps we feel as though we're strolling along aimlessly down a different path that we now regret. And you know what? That's okay, because when we sit in the stillness and let go of the negatives, and when we listen within, We will always, in one form or another, we will receive a new map that will lead us down an even brighter path. And it's there that we can simply recognize that we're human, so we're going to make mistakes, and we're given these lessons for a reason. Whatever the reason, whatever the soul's mission and soul's desired human experience is. And it's all beautiful. And so we're going to continue to have regrets, and we're going to continue to fail. That's okay. I know I'm supposed to experience the beauty of regret, of grief, of learning how to forgive even those who cause the most pain. And I'm going to have peaks and valleys. And during those valleys, I also know that I can be excited for a new beginning. Because that is always promise, as change and evolution is always promise. So, there's something new, something free for you, free for 2 whole months when you go to skillshare.com/your own magic, a new URL to get 2 months for free with Skillshare. I'm so thankful for the sponsor and that they are continuing to gift us an even better deal. Like, what? And it's because millions of students have been using Skillshare to expand their human self in many different skills. They have an array of skills to help us along our journey for a more abundant 2019. Skillshare has over 25,000 online courses now, from creative courses like writing or poetry, photography, drawing, animated illustration, all kinds of illustration, video editing, other kinds of editing, probably podcast editing, culinary, and even tips for your business, from social media marketing and freelance guidance and management and so much more. Oh, I can't forget to mention also tech classes like gaming development or app development, and lifestyle classes like health and wellness and language. Just an abundance of courses for free for 2 entire months. Join me in their self-publishing class. That's the new one I'm taking, but I've taken a couple of their creative writing courses and an entrepreneur course and a productivity one. Who knows? I'm also kind of curious about singing. I might try the singing course just too, since the universe knows that that is not my forte at all. It might not be a gift, but I can learn a new skill. Anyways, go to skillshare.com/your own magic for your free 2 whole months. That's skillshare.com/your own magic. So now that I have mourned my regrets and I'm finally letting them go in my seat of stillness, I was not only able to forgive those who my mind once blamed for abandoning me, but to know that, one, it wasn't personal against me. So I've been able to forgive myself for not being this perfect spiritual being, knowing that I'm a perfectly imperfect human being, and to have compassion for myself for being human, and knowing, just truly knowing, that I'm doing my best and that I'm listening to my intuition and my soul and following my guidance. And that's enough. That's enough. I'm enough. You're enough. And I feel it so much when I finally remind myself to sit in the seat of stillness that my guides were reminding me to do when I was writing that. Because in those moments, not only do we listen to ourselves, but we also get to receive inspired ideas of something to create, some magic to create, and to be surrounded by beauty and people that align with that higher vibration of where we're at, and to just welcome new beginnings. Because what a way to forgive others and what a way to let go of regrets is to begin to create something from an inspired idea. So much easier to let go of whatever is going on. And now, this past week, I've been starting a new chapter. Who knows? Actually, this may even be a new book. I'm going to continue the podcast. I can see myself doing this for life. And I genuinely believe with everything I've been through in life that this was designed to come into my life to feed my soul's mission in some way. And I received this inspired idea in stillness. And it allowed me to also get over other stuff I was going through. And it does seem to be a cycle. You know, I go through something, I regret something, I have to face something, even if I'm very slow at recognizing that I need to face it. And I'll sabotage myself in some way. And since I was probably about 15, it's food, whether I eat, overeat or undereat or something else. And then I'll sit in that stillness. But I really learn in those moments. Like, I really forgive myself in those moments. And I really get inspired in those moments. And that is what helps me move forward. Now, with all that being said, the only things I've regretted in life are failures of courage when I cloaked in fear of hurting someone else or being hurt by someone else. And in those moments, those small decisions where we leave our courage in the backseat and someone that is not our higher being begins to take the wheel, and our minds are just so genius at tricking us, truly. They know us and they know what will trick us and it will make us feel as though this cloak is the smartest and safest thing to wear in this scenario. Or we'll put on a mask and we think that this mask is the smartest and safest thing to wear in the scenario. Unless you're a fully enlightened human, then perhaps you'll never learn if there's not something to have pained you in some way and to move from. If there's not some valleys, how are you going to know you are at a peak if you haven't experienced some of the valleys? That's actually the beauty of life. So yes, like I said, I'm going to continue to experience the beauty of regret and of grief and learning how to forgive and mourn something from the past, but be excited for something in the future and be scared and be nervous and sometimes get anxiety for a moment and breathe in that moment and calm myself down and then be empowered by the fact that I was able to alleviate my anxiety on my own. That's magic. That's magic. And it all happens after we get still because we slowed our mind for a moment or two or 60. It is in this seat of stillness that you not only show up for the grace of the universe to have a moment of peace within all the chaos, but to show up for yourself, for your heart, as it mends, and let go. Stillness, let go, listen, receive, and be. Stillness, let go, listen, receive, and be. Dear Yomi, thank you so much for lending your ear. I hope something in this spoke to your soul. And will you please say hello in the Your Own Magic Facebook group to all of the Soul Tribers. And if you like this podcast, I would so love to read your review. And of course, I'll gift you a free guided meditation from yourownmagic.life, which, by the way, has many meditations, meditative imaginings, journal questions, magic monthly challenges, and just other spiritual tools for your soul. More on yourownmagic.life when you join the Soul Tribe exclusive site for $4.44 per month. I'm just thankful for us spiritualists to gather together and have a safe space to help us tap into our own magic. Anyways, I love you all so much. Thank you for listening and have a magical day.